Greeley notorious since last year when, as CEO of a pharmaceutical firm, he raised the price of a life-saving drug from less than $15 a dose to $750 a pill. As for Clinton, her scheduled campaign trip out west to California that was supposed to start today has been canceled because of her illness. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
Before attention turned to Hillary Clinton's health situation, she was being criticized earlier in the weekend for her comment on Friday night at a Democratic fundraiser that at least half of Donald Trump's supporters are, in her words, a basket of deplorables. It was still the subject of the Sunday morning talk shows.
She just made a statement in which she lumped together millions of Americans. She can go back and try to clean it up. That was, I think, a deliberate statement on her part.
That's former Republican Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich speaking on Fox News Sunday.
The left has for years used vicious language to block serious discussion of their policy failures in the inner city. This is more of the same.
Former Deputy Defense Chief Paul Wolfowitz saying Saudi Arabia remains a problem when it comes to the United States' national security.
There is a big problem with what the Saudis have been doing in propagating extremist versions of Islam.
Though speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Wolfowitz adds,
"The point is you don't deal with that by going to war."
This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
If all goes as hoped, sunset in Syria is to usher in the start of a 48-hour ceasefire negotiated by the U.S. and Russia. It was agreed to back on Friday, though since then, over 90 people have been killed in airstrikes in rebel-held areas of that war-torn country. A Florida man who gained national attention when he was repeatedly charged with posing as a doctor is now facing multiple fraud charges in Virginia after attempting to purchase a Jaguar from a dealership there.
Stafford Sheriff's deputies say the 19-year-old Malachi Love Robinson came into Cargar Motors Friday afternoon with an elderly woman who was the co-sign for the car. Employees became suspicious of Love Robinson by what he was saying and learned he had been arrested in Florida. The dealership then told him they would call him once his credit application was approved. Love Robinson came back later after employees told him his credit had been approved and two Stafford deputies were waiting for him. Love Robinson is being held in the Rappahannock Regional Jail without bond. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
And a Brooklyn, New York boy recovering after a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphone exploded in his hands. And his grandmother tells the New York Post the 6-year-old was watching videos on it when the battery just exploded. He was treated at a hospital for burns to his body. He was later released. The incident occurring not long after Samsung did warn customers of that kind of danger, urging owners to shut off their phones and not to use them. Remember, you can find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com for the Flemington area. Looking ahead for the next week. It's about 77 outside right now. Today's sunny with a high near 80. Clear on the overnight, low in the 50s. Again, Tuesday, high in the 80s and low in the, maybe hitting 60 on Tuesday night. Again, for Wednesday, sunny during the day, high in the upper 80s. Very slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Not too much accumulation. Sunny on Thursday again and clear on the overnight. Same for Friday and Saturday. And Saturday night, maybe, at least from this point, looking at slight chance of showers. Stay tuned for Seth Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here. Bill Kinslow. I'm chef at Jake's here in Flemington, serving the community over 25 years. Get together every Monday morning, or most Monday mornings. Try to get here most of the time and talk about cooking, beverages, celebrating, or even simple things. Anything on the horizon or seasonal, current, you name it, right? So, finally, humidity left the northeast here. A brutal finish to the summer working in a kitchen, but we got through it. And now comes, I don't know, probably my favorite time of the year. I know spring is nice because you look forward to summer, but I really like the cool nights and the fact that it is big harvest time. So we've got the benefit of the end of the summer bounty and then the start of the fall vegetables. There's plenty to pick from out there. And we remember that we don't have that many choices of proteins when we go to the store, but unless you go to a specialty shop. But there's plenty of vegetables out there, plenty of things to make side dishes or salads, things to order, maybe even as a main course. So, fall festivals and fairs should be in swing. People hopefully out and about for... Now's the time if you like winery tours. When the harvest and the pressing, all the activities going on. So, it's kind of fun. We also have on the horizon Oktoberfest. And I know a lot of places celebrate it in October, which isn't incorrect, but it actually... Traditionally would begin around the 20th or so of September. I always thought it was the 17th. It might be a little bit... I think it is the 17th. Anyway, we're at Jake's. We're going to start this coming weekend because the beers are already in, the Oktoberfest-style beer. Most of them either say Oktoberfest or you look for a Marzen style, M-A-R-Z-E-N. It's a style of beer, actually a beer that was made and consumed in the fall, but also in March. That's where the Mars comes from in the name. German for March. So Oktoberfest, not really a festival of harvest or any religious suggestion, but rather it was a celebration. It was a wedding party. I believe a prince came back. And it's really just about a lot of food and a lot of beer. Apparently can get pretty raucous over there. I think my sister was over in Munich years ago and during Oktoberfest, so we were hoping she would survive. Well, she did. She survived. Hopefully she had a good time. So we do the course at Jake's. You know, we have rotating taps or do very well. Craft beer is very popular now. In fact, two breweries right here in Flemington, and try to feature those in local beers as much as possible. It's not too difficult nowadays. There's so many brewers and even distillers now springing up. It's a little bit easier to do, I guess, than planting grapevines and waiting 5 years for a proper harvest. So, and also cider in the fall. People think of it. We drink it year round. We enjoy it, and there's so many new ones coming out. Mulek's Farm here locally, of course, produces now. And wherever you find regular fresh-pressed cider, it's very easy to turn it into hard cider. Just add a little yeast, let it ferment. There's a apple farm south of Syracuse, Beacon Skill, I think it is. And they actually distill the cider into a vodka and a gin, which happen to be pretty tasty. Not inexpensive, but nonetheless very good product. So plenty of things to do with the harvest. Oktoberfest, so what do we do? Well, traditionally, I know you think beer and sausage or sauerkraut, and pretty much it's about a lot of food and a lot of beverage of choice, let's say. And if you're not a beer drinker, again, cider is good, or a nice Riesling, German-style wine. German wines are generally lower in alcohol, so it's not like you have to watch consumption as carefully as you do if you're drinking, the schnapps or something like that. But the wine, actually, we cook with it. It does go well with the food also. Nice, the Riesling, nice fruit flavors. And if you like them off dry, there's plenty of them around. A little bit of sweetness doesn't hurt. Because German cuisine, not really going to generalize it, but for restaurants that aren't traditional German restaurants, we dabble with a few dishes. Now, one item that's stayed well for us has been the Jägerschnitzel. It was so popular a couple of years ago, we put it on the regular menu, and it really does sell well year-round. It's cutlet, schnitzel. Many cultures have them, French, German, Japanese, American, of course. We think of the chicken fried steak that was an adaptation from, I believe it was, it might have been an Italian immigrants that ended up in cattle country, and of course we had beef to work with. There wasn't the veal, where they came from, and it was... had to do a little coating and a thin cutlet of steak, lean steak, and you've got chicken fried steak. So the schnitzel, now, when you see Wiener Schnitzel, that's the Viennese, that's more traditionally made with veal. The Jäger is more with pork. Germany, besides many game dishes and, of course, the freshwater fish, the pork is the king. All the sausages, they're masters. The old European butchers making sausages, many, many varieties and kinds. the schnitzel, we use a pork loin. You can use the pork tenderloin. You do need to remove the silver skin. When I use the loin, I take all the fat off of it and in thin slices, and you use the meat mallet and pound it very thin. And truthfully, today's pork, unless you buy a heritage pork or Kuributa, one of the other breeds, it's very lean and very tender. So the schnitzel, standard breading procedure, just flour, seasoned flour. I like to season the flour because that's what's next to the meat. And beaten egg, and then we will use panko crumbs, a little bit coarser, a little crisper. And we like to do those, not deep fry the schnitzel, we like to saute it. And we use clarified butter, so you have the higher smoke point, and a little bit of canola oil mixed. But we want mostly butter, we want that buttery flavor. And to me that's, you know, it's key. You've only got a couple of ingredients you're working with, so you want to make them taste good. Now the Jaeger, other ways you'll see recipes where it calls for cubed pork that could be floured or breaded, but mainly we have this with a sauce. Sometimes the schnitzels are just plain. Now in Italy they may serve a tomato sauce or just lemon. The Holstein schnitzel gets a fried egg and a little caper sauce. We make the Hunter sauce, kind of our own adaptation, but we put the bacon and the mushrooms and the red wine, good strong beef broth, and it's takes a little time to make. You want to render the bacon first. You don't want it crispy, but you want it fairly well cooked, and then, of course, use that bacon, the pork fat, to saute your onions and mushrooms, a little tomato paste, and just a very nice upscale, you can't really call it a gravy, it's a sauce. And that's what we put with the Jaeger. Now, during Oktoberfest, of course, we have other vegetables available, which we'll go into. Some of the meats, and a couple of maybe twists on old favorites that we're going to do at the restaurant. But remember, it's going to be sausages, we're going to have cabbage, and we're going to have potatoes. And those combinations can give us many, many dishes. And again, not to minimize German cuisine, many other vegetables available, but this is kind of what we think of in the casual side, and actually we're trying to do, you know, kind of an informal celebration. We've got a break for a couple of messages, and we'll be back at the table.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambi's. Purely delicious.
Remain, baby, stop me when I'm passing by. See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down for you.
All right, we're back at the table here, Chef Bill's Table, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So what are we going to do for Oktoberfest? Well, German, again, the products, the game, sausages, meats, such a variety there. Steak tartare, tartar steak, I guess you would not say steak tartare, probably call it tartar steak. Part of German cuisine, of course, the minced raw beefsteak, good tenderloin is normally what's used. Some chopped capers, a little bit, we used to do a little dill pickle for garnish and chopped onions, the egg yolk, and you don't cook it. Of course, probably the forerunner of the hamburger, which is an American icon, let's say. It's everywhere. And I think probably next week, I believe next week sometime is cheeseburger day, so maybe we'll go into burgers next week. But anyway, descended from the tartar steak. Then you go all the way up to sauerbraten, which is marinated for a few days. It's kind of pickled in red wine and red wine vinegar, and then braised in that marinade, and you make a sauce from the marinade. Now, that those kind of strong marinades, of course, the first time I had sauerbraten, it was made with venison. And normally the meat's very lean, so this is why you're going to marinate it, give it some flavor. And then the long, slow cooking, of course, keeps it tender. Other game meats and even German cuisine, Hasenpfeffer, the rabbit, same idea, kind of pickled and braised. So we've got the two extremes, tartar steak and sauerbraten. And what I'm proposing is the sauce for sauerbraten is outstanding. You have all the spices from the marinade, you've cooked the meat in it, and then just thicken it with ginger snaps, which gives it that little nice spice to it. And the cookies, of course, dissolve, and that becomes your thickener. And now we've done it, and we usually use top round or eye of the round, something lean. So I'm thinking this year, let me do a steak like that. Something I can cook to order, something that's, of course, if you're doing it in a restaurant, you're obviously making it ahead, then either holding it hot and slicing it or reheating it somehow. And, you know, the meat, it was always good and tender, but to me, it seemed a little bit dry. Once you put the sauce on it, of course, it's very complete and very delicious. So what I'm going to do is take tenderloin medallions. I figure, let me take the you know, something from the steak tartare, and then kind of combine it with the sauerbraten. And use the same marinade, although the tenderloin medallions will probably only have to marinate in a few hours versus 5 days. So speeds up that process a little bit. And then when we're reducing the sauce, I will brown some beef trimmings there to give it that flavor besides the red wine, the vinegar, and the beef broth. So it'll pick some up from the marinating the steaks, but we'll add a little bit to it just to make sure we get that richness in there from the beef fat. So when I do this sauerbraten for, let's say, 4 pounds of meat, a cup of red wine, a cup of red wine vinegar, and 2 cups of water. So that's the base of the marinade. And then a half pound of onion, a few peppercorns, juniper berries, a couple of bay leaves, and a couple of cloves. Whole cloves. Now, what we do with this marinade, of course, is heat it up. You want to release the flavor of those aromatics and the onions. The easiest way to do it is have your wine and your vinegar and your aromatics and your onion. What I do is simmer that a little bit, and then instead of 2 cups of water, maybe about, you could add cold water then, so it takes less time to cool off. Or add maybe about 2.5 cups of ice, depending on how small or big your cubes are. If they're larger, you might want to go to 3 cups of ice. Ice will cool that marinade down very rapidly. So if you're doing traditional, of course, you would tie the roast and submerge it in the marinade for 3 to 5 days. You want the marinade to kind of permeate right to the center of the roast. With the steaks, it would probably just be a quick overnight. And then remove them from the marinade, let them dry a little bit, and then proceed with your sauce. Now for the sauce, we need, normally we would brown the roast and then add 1 pound of mirepoix, which is diced onion, carrot, and celery. Probably want about 1/2 pound of diced onion and 1/4 pound each of diced celery and carrot. So you saute that in a little bit of oil that you've browned the meat in, or if you're doing it for steaks, don't worry about it. You just use a little oil. So you saute these vegetables till they're soft, and then add 4 ounces of tomato paste. Let that brown a little bit. And then you'll need the marinade and 3 quarts of beef broth. And you're going to cook this sauce for a long time. We want the vegetables to be totally soft. Now, if you were braising the roast, it would take, you know, a couple, 3 hours. If you're doing it just till the vegetables are soft, it probably wouldn't be longer than an hour or so. And you want it at a good simmer. You want it to reduce a little bit because it is a lot. This will make a lot of sauce, by the way. You'll be happy for it because you'll want more. Once your vegetables are cooked soft, because we are going to puree these, my favorite way is we're going to thicken the sauce first with about a couple of ounces of ginger snaps. Just get regular hard ginger snaps. You can crush them up if you like. If you don't, just drop break the cookies up a little bit, and eventually, you know, the sauce simmers and the cookies will thicken the sauce. When that's done, you can do one of two things. You may either strain the sauce, and of course the vegetables, and you want to make sure that the bay leaf and the juniper and all that is out of there. Or you can puree it. Now, if you're going to puree the sauce, you want to make sure that the peppercorns, juniper, and bay leaf and cloves you've tied into what we call a sachet, a little piece of cheesecloth, so you can take the package out. You don't want to grind up the bay leaves and things in the sauce. This way you can kind of fish out the package. If you choose not to puree it, it's fine. It's going to give you plenty of sauce. You strain it, and then you correct the seasoning. You check it for salt. You probably won't need salt if you use a regular beef broth. If you used homemade stock, of course, you'll need to add some salt. And you check it for pepper. And if it's a little bit too thick, I just cook it down a little bit more. And then you've got your sauce. Now when you're going to serve, you simply season and sear your tenderloin medallions. Cook them rare, cook them medium rare, however you want. If you like them well done, well, they're going to be very tender. So they'll have the flavor. And I want to do these in a pan because of the marinade. You know, they may have taken a little bit extra liquid. You want, don't flour the meat, just cast iron would probably be the best, or a heavy pan, and a little bit of neutral oil. You don't need to use butter or anything. You just want to brown these little babies up. So you've got the best of both. You've got a nice thin filet mignons, and then you've got this long-cooked sauce that you would otherwise just do with kind of a pot roast. And combine the two. And that's going to be our version, kind of a... You see that sometimes. Chefs will do that on a plate. We'll do, a braised lamb shank, some meat from that with some grilled medium-rare lamb steak. Or a lamb chop, or sometimes we'll do beef that way. Do something, maybe braised short rib with a small piece of filet. That combination of long cooked and quick cooked, two extremes. Kind of nice to have it together. And of course, with the sauerbraten, we'll offer potatoes. But I think the spätzle is normally what we do. Spätzle is, if you want to think of it as a German pasta, let's say. And fairly simple, a couple of eggs, 3 ounces, 3 fluid ounces of milk, and then about 6 ounces of flour by weight, not by measure, by weight. And you make a batter. You can season, put a couple of herbs in there if you like, a little salt and pepper. And the thing with the spatula is you want it, if you know the procedure, you can kind of scrape it off a board with a knife into little thin strips. It takes a little bit of practice and skill. We normally force the spatula through a large hole colander, or if you have a potato ricer that has larger holes that you can put in there, a large blade. You just squirt out these little strands into boiling salted water. Secret with spatula is you need to mix it up very well. Wooden spoon's the best way, or in your mixer. Then you have to let it sit, let that gluten kind of relax in the flour, just like you would if you're making crepes or anything else. Nice thing about spatulas, you're in your boiling water. Once they float, you cook them for a couple of minutes. You skim them out with a slotted spoon or a spider, and chill them in cold water, and then you can drain them, toss them a little oil, and then these are good for later. We always saute them later. If you do them right away, you could take them right out of the water and into a pan with some melted whole butter. I like to use the whole butter for this, so you do get a little bit of browning. It's not really you're not frying them so much as adding a little brown texture or brown color to the outside. And that's how we finish the spatula off. And then, of course, your sweet sour red cabbage, one of the other popular German vegetables, cabbages and kale and other varieties like that. The sweet and sour red cabbage is more of a pickled product. You can buy it. Most canned or jarred versions are pretty good, or you can make your own. And the other option is sauerkraut, and that's a fermented product. It's not pickled, it's fermented. Just cabbage and salt that's allowed to work its magic, and not unlike kimchi or other product like that, it's takes on a character of its own. We'll come back after news. We'll talk about how to cook sauerkraut and potatoes. We're going to explore a couple of ways to have potatoes. We've got a pork loin's curing for the Kassler Rippchen smoked pork loin. We can run that, done that on a session before, but if you can, they're hard to find. They're expensive, too. It's kind of simple to make your own. Just takes a little bit of time. We've got a break for news, and we'll be back at the table.
There's peace and truth, and I know there'll be no more.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And all these things happen every week for her, and clearly there's something wrong.
That New York man commenting on Hillary Clinton's health after the Clinton campaign does finally disclose that she was diagnosed with pneumonia back on Friday. Donald Trump, taking the high road, says he hopes she gets better soon. He also says he'll release the results of a physical in a matter of days, as we hear from USA's Joe Gomez.
Donald Trump says he believes health is now an issue in the campaign and took a physical last week.
I'll be releasing when the numbers come in. Hopefully they're going to be good. I think they're going to be good. I feel great.
That's Trump on Fox and Friends. The Republican presidential nominee is due to appear on the Dr. Oz show this week, and that is reportedly when he will be releasing the results of his physical.
10 people dead after a house fire in Memphis, Tennessee. The overnight blaze claiming the lives of 6 children and 4 adults. Still no word on a cause. This is USA Radio News.
Attention parents nearing the potty training stage. We know how tough it can be. Mom and pediatrician Dr. Tanya Altman shares tips and tricks to make underwear training an easy and positive experience.
Well, they may be around age 2 or 3, and they won't tell you that they want to use the potty, but they'll often start showing you by letting you know that they can kind of sense that they need to go. You might see them hide under the table or behind the couch so they have a little privacy when they need to go. They also might get excited to start wearing big boy and big girl underwear. And that's often when I like to transition them into training pants. Get them excited about wearing Pampers Easy Ups. They have the look and feel of real underwear. They're easy for toddlers to pull up and down. They have a 360-degree stretchy waistband. They're super soft, and I love the amazing leak protection. They also tear easily at the sides, just in case you need to get them off right away.
For more info, go to Pampers.com.
All right, we're back at the table here. Chef Bill's table. So, all right, so schnitzel. We've got our tenderloin sauerbraten. Cooking the sausages. And that, again, the sausages, if you have the wherewithal to make your own, very, you need the equipment, especially the emulsified ones. You need to be able to process the meat to a nice smooth paste. I trust the butchers. We use a Schaller Weber. Normally for our sausages, bring them in just this time of year. And we're going to do three varieties. I think we used to do the smoked pork as part of the platter, but I want to offer that as a separate item, the ripshin. I've got some nice Cheshire pork that I've got in the cure now, the brine, and we'll be, it's going to take, you know, two or three days, nice bone-in loin, and then we'll slow cook it and then be able to serve that as its own roast. But the sausages, we like to do normally when I'm making the sauerkraut, braising that is when I heat up the sausages, because kind of the flavors, they kind of share, right? The sauerkraut picks up some of the sausage flavor, and the sausages are nice and steamed. But I like them steamed. Now, a lot of people like the sausages browned, which you could, especially the white sausages. I think people may be put off by the pale look, but I think it was my mother's, her father, just, you know, it was a sin to overcook sausages, or like we do our hot dogs, deep fry them until they split open. You want to poach them lightly, and the safe temperature actually is 160 degrees, so you don't really need to boil them. Just make sure that they're in the simmering water for a few minutes. You can always use a thermometer to check the internal temperature. As once they're at 160, they're safe to eat. Meat's already cooked anyway, so you don't have to worry about that. And at that point, you can hold them warm, or if you like to brown them further, then that's the time to do it. You could put them on the grill. If I was to do them, I'd probably, again, a little whole butter, get the better browning effect, and just roll them on a griddle for a little while. So we're going to have the knockwurst. The weisswurst is beautiful with veal and pork, and there's no nitrates. It's a white sausage. Knockwurst, of course, is like a big frankfurter, which is probably the most famous sausage, right? Especially in America. And then a bratwurst, which is a little bit coarser ground. In the past, if you can find a bauernwurst, a farmer style, that's very good. It's a coarsely ground smoked sausage. Little mustard seed flavor to it. But there's so many out there. If you go to a shop that specializes in those things, or just give me a couple of each. I want to try them all. So we have the sausages, the sauerkraut, and what are we going to serve with that? Well, we would normally do, you could do mashed potatoes, smashed potato. You could do boiled potatoes. We're going to do the German fried potato. So it got me looking at potatoes, and you can think of those as, say, you know, Peter Luger style, with a lot of onion in them, and they're sliced. You can dice them. When I worked at Lake Classic Club, it would more be in a cube shape, but basically fried until they're browned. Now, you can do that starting with a raw potato, but it's much easier to do it with a cooked potato. Oh, poor old potatoes. They came to Europe, well, actually, you know, the Western Hemisphere product native to the Andes. There's probably a couple of hundred varieties at one time, and I think the French recognize about 100. But just like tomatoes and apples, we've gotten down to just a few. Starting to see a little bit more, especially in farmers' markets. You'll see the different colored potatoes, different flavors. And they do have different starch levels also. Your red skin potato, a lot of people like for salads, they call them the waxy potatoes. Don't absorb as much water. They're not very good for mashed potatoes, but very good for salad. And those would probably work all right for a fried potato. I like, actually, I do like using the Idahos. And instead of steaming or boiling them, I like to bake them. Drives out some of the moisture there. You don't have to bake them till they're totally soft and mushy. Just want them cooked. Then chill them down. They're very easy then to peel and slice. And they'll brown fairly quickly because they're, again, high starch and not too much water in them. The German, of course, just like much of Europe, once the potato hit over there, people are kind of a little doubtful about it. It was a member of the nightshade family, just like tomatoes, and they think, I think there are some poisonous plants in that family, so people were kind of scared of them. Finally took on, became the food of the poor. Think about it, they grow anywhere. It's less work to process than a grain, so if you're trying to grow wheat or barley, other things, of course, has to be milled. The potatoes, you dig them out of the ground, wash them up, and throw them on the fire. They store well once you've harvested them. They're very good for storing over the winter. So, German variety, there actually is a German one called a butterball. It's a potato, a round potato, yellow-fleshed. Probably the Yukon Gold is the closest thing that we'll see in the markets to that. And the Yukon Gold, I use them a lot now at Jake's. They're good all-purpose potato. Not as watery as what we call the big chef potatoes. Not quite as starchy as the Idahos. And, of course, much different than the waxy. You can make a mashed potato out of them, but you can also use them for boiling. You can make French fries out of them, and they'll come out all right. So we're going to use the Yukons or the Idahos. Yukons would be easy for you to use at home. And again, if you're going to boil these ahead, steam them, or bake them, keep the skin on. You can always, very easy to remove afterwards. I think that keeps, especially if you're boiling them, keeps some of the water out of there. So, even if you microwave them, and if you do, don't get them too soft. You just want them cooked. You can always check it with a toothpick or the tine of a fork or a paring knife. Make sure there's just soft all the way through. So you have these potatoes, and now nice thing is, of course, you do them ahead. You want them cooled off. Just like fried rice, you need cold rice. You need cold potatoes for this. So you'll peel them, slice them, or dice them. And then traditionally we'd start with bacon, or at least bacon fat. If you don't want the bacon in there, it's fine. I would start with some oil. And you need diced onions, though. Some places, they call them half and half. It's half onion, half potato. But the onions need to be cooked all the way also, not just brown quickly and crunchy. You want them soft and caramelized. So if you're doing the bacon, of course, diced bacon, let it render its fat. When it gets crispy, remove it. Then you do the onions till they're soft, and then set the onions aside. And for the potatoes, you want to, one layer. You don't want to pile them up too high. You want them to brown. So you could do them in a frying pan. You could also do them in a hot oven. If you use toss them in a little oil, or even use a vegetable spray and spread them out in a sheet pan, nice 400, 425 degree oven, you could still get a fairly browned roasted potato. So any one of those methods, you want them brown, and then you're going to combine them back with the bacon and the onions. Then, of course, add your salt and pepper. If you want to make the warm salad, a little bit of vinegar and chopped pickle in there, some parsley. You can have that little sweet-sour characteristic that German food is famous for. Not to say everything's made that way, but it's very, very popular. So your German fried potatoes, so think of them as home fries with onions and bacon, whatever you want to call them, but not really shredded. They'll be used for, they'd be either diced or sliced. And that would be a good potato if you don't want to have a mashed potato or plain potato with your sausages. Other thing, of course, potato pancakes, which are always good. And those, the Yukon would also be good for those. And this is when you're going to shred the raw potato. Do it on the coarse side of the box grater or your food processor. You have the shredded raw potato. Now, you have to work quickly with this because your potatoes will oxidize when they're raw, meaning they'll start to brown exposed to the air. I've also made potato pancakes even through the coarse blades of a meat grinder. We would run the potatoes through and then the onion. You want to mix the onion and the potato right away. The acid from the onions will help keep the potatoes from browning. What you will find, though, is some liquid comes out of the potatoes. Potatoes are quite a bit of water. What I do is I take the shredded potatoes out, and of course you squeeze them, and you have this liquid left. I let it settle out, and what you'll see fall to the bottom of the liquid is potato starch. And I want to save that. So I don't want the water in the potato pancake mix. I want just the starch. So I pour off the clearer part of the liquid, save the starch part. Then, of course, then you're going to add your eggs and parsley, salt, and pepper, and a little bit of flour, and then make your little fried potato pancakes, latkes. And you can have it coarsely shredded or, in the case of grinding, you know, finely ground. They're all going to taste good. It'll just be your appearance might be a little bit different. But German fried potatoes or the potato pancakes would go very well. And, of course, potato pancakes. You've got apples, applesauce. There's actually a German potato that is kind of a mashed potato with apples and onions braised right with it. Go figure, right? Apples get a nice harvest this time of year. It'd go very well. We've got a break for a couple of messages, and we'll be back at the table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Back at the table, Chef Bill's table here at Oktoberfest, getting ready for some good hearty food here. So we got our potatoes now. Vegetables, I think there's a German saying, meat is the best vegetable. I think that probably comes back from, well, I'm sure royalty, people that had the means or the money, look down on vegetables, and again, the potatoes, all those. That's for the poor people. We just are going to have the proteins. So the poor people, of course, became very adept at preparing what bounty was on hand. And potatoes, by the way, was staved off many famines over in Europe, although it was the problem. The Irish got so dependent on them that when the crop went bad or they didn't plant enough, whatever, the famine drove about half the people out of the country. They just couldn't survive. Part of problem of a one crop economy, I guess. But anyway, so potatoes, so cabbages, kales, endive, you know, some beans, mushrooms, always good. The two things we think of course, the sauerkraut, which, you know, we use year round. I like it. Like to take it right out of the bag sometimes and just steam it. But with the sausage, I like to braise it a little bit. We like to treat it a little bit better. So what I like, of course, for Oktoberfest, we get a big barrel of, well, it's not a barrel, it's a tub, but big container of the sauerkraut right from the vat versus the little jars or cans or packages. Whatever you're buying, if you buy it fresh, and you need to rinse it off a little bit, rinse the salt off it, and let it drain. And I always start with a little bit of onion, and you can grate some fresh apple, if you like, or dice some apple. Peeled apple is always good in there. Or applesauce, even in a pinch, although the applesauce will be a little bit sweeter than you might want. Granny Smith, you know, a green apple would be nice, but we use, in the fall, a lot of times we use Galas. They're good because we'll use them with our salads also. In lieu of that, of course, regular cider is always nice. The apple flavor is nice. You could use hard cider if you like. I've used beer. I've used a nice Riesling, again, a little dry or off-dry Riesling is always good. White wine, Chardonnay would even work. Good oaky Chardonnay would be add some nice flavors to it. But at any rate, saute onions. You want a little bit of some kind of liquid, whether it's the cider or the beer or the wine. A little bit of broth. We actually do a little light chicken broth. Nothing too salty because the sauerkraut, I mean, it is salty. If that's part of the reason you rinse it. So, and then some people like caraway, some like juniper, either or both, if you like that flavoring in there. Some will actually put a little bit of salt pork or ham in with the sauerkraut. We're usually doing the sausages along with it, so we don't need to add that part. So you've got your onion, you've got your liquid, and the sauerkraut's in there. And you just need to put it on low heat and let it steam for a while. You want to let it cook. You want those, kind of mellows it out. Some people, you know, the sauerkraut might be a little off-putting right out of the bag. It might be a little too strong. Well, this is going to mellow it out. In fact, the sauerkraut you can serve chilled with smoked fish, if you like, if you have a little bit left over. So with this sauerkraut, now the braised sauerkraut, again, if you're doing the sausages, you could cook those right with it. If you're doing the smoked pork loin, you could cook that right with the sauerkraut. Again, these products are already cooked, so you're just warming them up. As I said, get them to that 160, 165 degree internal temperature, and you should be good. The red cab is a sweet and sour. That's more of a pickle thing. You can use the shredded red cabbage. Again, start to saute it with some onion and some apple. But then you're going to add, maybe a couple of the pickling spices. You could put your clove in there if you like. You've got your fruit. You've got some red wine, vinegar, and some sugar. And you'll find the balance that you like. Some people use equal amounts. Could be a 2-to-1 ratio of vinegar to sugar so it doesn't come off too sweet. But just something to braise the cabbage in. And, again, once the liquids are in there, if you need to add a little water, you can. And just slowly cook it till the cabbage is fairly soft. And you can have your own. Or, as I said, usually the stuff in the jar is pretty good. It's already got a little bit of the sugar and vinegar in it. But if you want to make your own, by all means, fresh is better, right? So, we have potatoes, we have cabbage. As I said, things with dishes with mushrooms, green beans, endives, those would all work. Chicken, part of the Oktoberfest cuisine is a little roast whole oxen, I guess back in the day when that was the meal of choice, but roasted chicken. And you always try to think of a chicken dish, and usually a chicken and Riesling is good, a little Riesling white wine sauce with a little cream. And asparagus, another vegetable would go well with that. Asparagus and some mushrooms. If you like to do just a quick braised chicken with chicken breasts, that's fine. You could do a fricassee, we call it. But roast chicken would be also kind of fun, along with the sausages. And roasting, you know, if it's still warm, it's still enough to actually do some on the grill. But roasting, I like to, if you have a whole chicken, you have what we do, we split it down the backbone, spatchcock it is the term, spread it out. I like to cook my turkey this way at Thanksgiving. When you have the chicken spread out like that, you can kind of tuck the legs over that thinner part of the breast, spread it on a baking sheet, and that 450-degree oven, I'm telling you, you know, you just salt and pepper. If you want to brush it with a little bit of oil, it's fine, but just put that thing in a fairly, you know, nice hot oven. And it doesn't take that long. I mean, I do a small turkey in 90 minutes, and the skin comes out crispy. I'm not basting it. I'm not turning it over. I mean, you can baste if you like, but you're really quick cooking, simple, and as I say, spread out like that takes a lot less time than roasting a whole chicken, and really it would be a nice accompaniment to your sausages. Sauces, of course, mustard, horseradish-based things. Sometimes people will make a little bit of sweet and sour sauce, but I like a German-style Dusseldorf mustard. May have a little bit more sweetness than a Dijon, a little spice to it. Or just add, if you want to make a horseradish mustard, just take your nice, like a spicy brown mustard, and add some horseradish, and actually a pinch of sugar helps that out. And then you'll have a nice, spicy, a little bit of sweet mustard for your sausages, your smoked pork, or even your roast chicken. Well, we got to rush along here. We're up against the hour. Hope everybody has a good week. Again, relax, enjoy the fall. Get ready for, you know, Oktoberfest goes for a bunch of days, so we like to start early because the beers are out, but if you wait until October, more power to you. If you can wait that long. But remember, this food is good anytime. It's casual, it's hearty. not that difficult to prepare. Oktoberfest, nice German food. Chef Bill signing off. Stay tuned for news. And we'll talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.